This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All day, man! Yeah.
Round on the show, episode 157. We up there now. It's your boy Jay Richardson. I'm in the building with it. Hey, man, we got B-Baby Train here.
Yeah, you guys are clear for landing for a nice episode.
Amen, Captain Baby. Amen. Listen, man. Big Body Sebastian in the building. Amen.
Big Body. Fuck, I'll take it, man. What's popping?
All day, man. We got the young legend in the building. Ending phenom. Amen. Young TFP Bill.
Yeah.
You might see him in the cherry drop top.
Yeah.
Listen, we talked about all the important, hard-hitting podcast topics.
Okay. Beard braids, the app lounge, two pothole versus Benzo. Tia discovers editing as a baby. Tia puts a baby in a fridge. Why Elon Musk ain't good with Tia. The 2007 LG chocolate. And of course, man, advanced children.
Y'all know what y'all need to do to push the agenda, man. Yeah. Jump in the comments. Leave a wholesome comment. Beat that thumbs up button. Beat that bell down. Amen. Slide over there. Apple Podcast, Spotify. 5-star still writing. Amen, man. Listen.
What? You speak Spanish?
A little.
Tell them enjoy the episode in Spanish.
I could do ASL.
That works.
Enjoy the episode.
That's hard.
Just bang, yo.
Man, what I feel like hasn't advanced enough is printers, man. Printers, I still to this day, like, I got something to print. I'm like, oh, god damn it.
Man.
I go look to my printers on some fucking... It's just always something with a printer. Nigga. My printer never just works.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
There you go. You just X out your life completely.
I need a printer, though. I print down the screen.
Yeah,
you know, they did start to improve a bit because my aunt had a printer where you could, like, print shit wirelessly, like, from her phone and shit.
Yeah.
And it had the NFC shit on it too. Yeah. You could like
scan him.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty sick. Like, I thought, okay, they're going up, but I don't think they've done anything since then, to be honest.
I feel that. Ink too, man. They're still getting
ink is crazy.
Bro, they're sticking for the ink, man. The printers be not bad, and the ink is a fucking $1 million.
What a Staples, bro.
Yeah.
Where'd you print this?
At home. No, look, my printer.
You guys see the streaks? I
run through this too. You see this? You get them print streaks, man.
Yeah.
My printer doesn't print in color. I didn't know. I'm like, well, how doesn't it print in color? So I asked my sister. I said, I need you to do me a favor. She was like, what? I was like, I sent her the pictures. I was like, I need you to print this for me. She was like, what?
What the fuck
what is
this? Gia, do we have to talk?
What you doing today?
Is your older sister or younger sister?
Older.
Okay, yeah, so she's looking at you crazy.
my niece had to help her print it out.
It's what do you do? What do you like? You know,
what's
your dream?
Where are we going?
Where is this all going? Is what we want to ask you.
I want to edit everything, like edit videos, edit pictures. That it was like a practice little thing I did for Waleed.
Mm.
It was his birthday
for Nintendo.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to give him a little birthday gift. So
yeah.
That's a good gift.
That's a good gift. Very thoughtful.
That's a good gift. Yeah, what does the back say?
It says SMD.
I wish I was handy like that, man. I don't feel like I don't got no tricks up my sleeve and shit, man.
Photoshop. I taught myself how to use Photoshop when I was 11.
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
I took a Photoshop class, and I just was, like, chilling the whole time.
Yeah.
I was doing things, And then the teacher's like, how'd you do that? And she's like, actually, can you go up and show everybody how you did that? I'm like, all right.
Speaking of going up and showing the class, we'd like to show you something.
Who's this?
You know who Russell Simmons is?
Yeah.
You seen what he's up to lately?
No.
You haven't been keeping up with him? You know he does yoga?
No.
You know what yoga is?
I know what that is.
Okay.
He likes yoga. I just want to know what you think about this.
Right now, do you lose respect for a man when you see him like this?
A little, yeah. Damn. Wait, what's going on?
Bro. This is yoga, man. Advanced yoga.
No, why is his head there?
You got the extreme package. You got the top tier.
You got the premium pack.
Why?
This
the VIP.
No,
pack.
What?
This just to get your spine loose.
If you saw your man like this, he's like, yo, I'm going on vacation real quick.
No.
He sent you the video like, look what we did today.
My question is, are you...
Dad, you would have loved it.
Are you rotating the phone? Like, what is this nigga doing?
Why is his head... I just want to know why his head is right there.
It's probably some yoga power stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? It goes up through the head, through the other head.
Through the all
it's like you plug in a human through the fucking
through your belly button.
It's like NFC.
Yeah.
They just come together, power up.
Yeah, right there. That's the belly button part. Because he turns off here.
He shuts down for a
bit. He shuts down. Like, he has, that guy has his full body. He's probably stretched. That probably feels so good.
Honestly.
He's already stretching his
It probably does feel
nah,
good.
Man, you know.
But I feel there's other ways to get there.
Yeah, you can't stretch like another way.
Come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, nah.
You have to have another person doing it.
Yeah. I'll let a machine do this to me, though.
Right.
All day.
Y'all ever felt like hitting the ab lounge? You remember the ab lounge commercials?
Ab lounge?
Ab lounge?
Ab?
Them things, man. It's like the 90s like workout thing. And then
the black,
like,
oh, yeah,
the black guy?
Yeah. What's the black guy's name?
Oh, no, that's not him. I
start
know
with a T, though, right?
Shanti?
Shanti.
Was it Shanti?
No, I think Shanti was on Ab Lounge, man. Y'all remember this, like, from the 90s commercials or, like, early 2000s?
The Ab Lounge.
I have a funny story about this, too.
Did your uncle have one?
Oh. Yeah, so our uncle had one of these, but it was more of, like, my uncle had a terrible back. He had a terrible back, so he had one of these, but it was without the lounge part.
Bro, they were going to work with that.
Hold on, this is jokes. Turn up the sound. Oh, they get down.
Ab Lounge 2.
With Maureen Solomon.
Let's get at it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maureen Solomon.
Oh, look how she's just...
Camera switch.
You can either march in place or start with a gentle step tap. So here we go.
Come on. Let's get some ab lounge activity.
We're going to be doing a set of four exercises.
This is called the two-step.
We're going to elevate that to one extra set.
Oh, boy.
I need this hitter hit the ab lounge, man.
Yeah, man.
After we complete the entire routine, we'll pull down together.
No, that's crazy.
Let's get ready to get
this is just a warm-up.
This is warm-up.
That's warming up your abs.
Your whole body.
Getting a full body range.
Yeah. Oh, that's just to warm me up.
Then you hit the ab lounge.
Oh, you better not fall, nigga.
With soft hands and elbows, and now you're ready for your ab lounge 2 workout. Now that you're comfortable, let's take the body into a big stretch before we start our exercise routine. Just reach back nice and gently, stretch the body horizontally.
I bet nobody shredded off of this. This entire existence.
Bullshit.
Stretching out and shit.
Not working.
You think anybody is like went all the way like this?
Russell. End mode? Yeah. That nigga double folded and shit. Rolled up.
He has a bad back. That's where I was going with this. So I'd always be over at his house. And he'd have, like, new machines. We had to work them, like, gym downstairs. When we were younger, we couldn't really work out. Like, just everyone was not trying to hear it. Like, don't fuck with my gym or up. So my uncle was big on that. And one time I go to his house, and I guess I'm a little bit older now. He says, use my machines. All right. So I'm using his machines. And then I go to his room, and whatever. They're downstairs. They're having a party.
Mm-hmm.
And I see his back machine. So again, that's how you knew. So it's literally just like the lawn chair, but there's no sitting part. And you're standing.
Hey, niggas have lawns, right? A lot of engineering and science rotation. I bet that's how niggas use it eventually. Just stop fucking it.
Fucking drink in your hand.
Yeah, and if you want to get out, just boom. So he had a basically this machine that it's like standing up like that, and you stand up next to it, and then the back thing is on your back, so you put the fucking seatbelt on. Everyone get me? It's like a seat back belt because there's no seat, so you're just standing up, and it's meant to like you're almost like floating once you go back. We were meant to, like, kind of go back, and you're supposed to stretch your back up because of bad back. Okay. It's a terrible back. Okay. So I'm like, yo, fuck you. Let me use this other thing. So I was like, I'm going to try and use this while he's downstairs. Okay. So I fucking strap in. I strap in. I think it was my cousin. Okay. It may have been Allegra. And she just fucking kind of gave me like a push. And I fucking... My fucking feet are in the air. I said, I was strapped in, so I was good. Yeah. But I just like, it was, I was too light, so it was set to Uncle Tobias's weight. So I'm just hanging upside down like a bat. And I'm like, yo, what does this guy use this machine for? And that's why I got off of it, but I never ever went back on that.
Now you went through astronaut warm up, nigga.
Yeah, man, but I was so close to hitting like his dresser or something like that. And that's when I'm like, okay, he wouldn't know I was fucking around up here, but.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Yeah. Honestly, look up back stretcher.
He didn't know you did this?
Nah, he doesn't know. I didn't break anything. I was in and out, man. Back stretcher.
I bet it's not going to be.
Yeah, nigga. What are you
doing? Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh.
So you see. Look at my gosh. She's upside down at the first one. Oh, my God. Dude, I'm telling you, bro. I was fully upside down. I went.
You're an angle, too.
I'm telling you. Dog, I didn't know I was going to do that. But to me, like.
We thought you were going with a seatbelt. You were going somewhere with a seatbelt.
And the thing is, yo. I fucking put my foot in that thing to hold myself up. So I knew I was going back. I just didn't know I was going upside down.
All the way, yeah.
Dog, I'm telling you, I was fucking dying, man.
She looks like she's having fun, though.
Yeah, she's
having a good old time.
Stretch your back. What are they called?
Girl is
upside down, bro.
Bally Fitness on Best Fitness.
Oh, my God.
So this is what Russell's trying to accomplish with the human version.
But with the person.
And version table is what it's called.
I didn't see this on the...
But yeah, he's just... That's a machine version of what Russell did, man.
Just
right
the
there.
Bouncing, bro. The bouncing is crazy.
Yeah, the bouncing is nuts, man.
And he opens his legs. Why are you opening your legs?
To get that breeze, yeah, man. That California breeze.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. Oh, cut it off anyway. Yeah. You can't play that.
He's doing it himself.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he just, oh, he's just.
He's a pro at it. He is a pro at it.
Yeah, he's been doing it.
Yeah. And you connect it?
You
just got one hanging?
I don't know why one just hanging. Yeah,
not the mustache.
The mustache part rolls.
No.
Nigga said New York.
They put this on New York.
New York claims this. He didn't even show his eyes. That's what you know you can't trust that man.
Bro, that's anonymous TikTok account.
No. We're not jacking now.
Tia, man, you jacking this? If the fella pulls up on you with this?
It's innovative.
Yeah, it's innovation. Okay. I'm kind of mesmerized by that.
It's innovation in a space where I don't know if we needed it.
your man tells you, yo, we're going out for dinner. Meet me outside for 7.
Let me braid my chin.
No, he's already in the car. He's ready. He's waiting on you.
I'm going to have to unbraid it. I'm unbraid it now. I'm sorry.
Bring a tail comb.
You got to bring it to the center, though.
Why is it to the side?
Yeah.
And then the whiskers?
Yeah.
The whiskers could go.
The whiskers could go. I'd shave that shit off.
But he did elevate the chin strap, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Shout out to bro.
But Lloyd Banks walks so he can run.
Oh shit,
bro! He's the first nigga I clocked with a chin strap for real.
Really,
Banks?
Just like paying attention on some adult shit. Like, oh, that's a chin strap. Ain't
Google that.
Maybe Ludacris.
I ain't never pay attention.
He ain't got a full chin strap. He got
them chops.
The cheek chops. Pork
chops, man.
Lloyd Banks chin strap
chops.
Chin strap, eh?
Yeah, Banks had a crazy chin strap, and it was thin.
Oh, yeah, this is a stencil joint.
It was thin.
Thin cut. Bro, it looks great,
Not anymore. Great. I don't know. This used to be like, yo, this is like 03 shit.
Nah, it looks all right.
So, bro,
it's too thin. Why is it so thin? Where are you going?
It almost looks like it'll blow off of him.
But yeah, like it's barely there.
He got the beard on the lower end. It's just blended in with his shadow.
No, I see that.
Okay.
But even, you know what I mean? The handlebars are too thin, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming at you as a barber. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not. But Banks did what Banks had to do in 09. That's a fact.
Oh, yeah. That's real rap, man.
Yeah, for sure.
What was your first music?
My first music? Oh, my first favorite song ever was Slow Down. by Bobby Valentino.
Oh, wow.
Bruh. That's a way to come into the world, man. Right?
Of course, right.
How did you enjoy anything else after that?
I'm sorry you had to deal with everything else.
My second favorite song was On the Hotline by Pretty Ricky.
That's a way to come in.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Dude, that explains a lot. That explains about a lot. You. Now, I'm always like, ooh, what? I'm trying to understand, too. I get you now. Yeah. I understand you. Yeah.
What was your first ringtone?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I had all of you, man. All the Lil Wayne verses and shit. Really? I had the We Taking Over Lil Wayne verse.
Y'all were buying ringtones?
No, I made them. Yeah, I was in the lab with it.
Yeah.
Just working them all night.
Yeah. That round part. I mean, that was the verse. Bro, downloading shit and putting it on your phone or any device through a USB was so satisfying.
Mm-hmm. It's a multiple-step process.
It is. You got to find a folder, put it in the right folder, especially when I have my Nokia.
Yeah, and I like the total organization. I'm going into the file, I'm naming it.
Yeah.
I'm putting a picture in there, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Facts. Were you ever jailbreaking iPods?
Yes. Yeah.
Damn. I know you know.
Every iPod, every phone, up until I couldn't do it anymore.
Yep, same.
Wow, damn.
Same.
PSPs?
No.
Who's your source? Right. Ty's iPhone help? Or who are you looking to?
I went, like Red Snow.
Oh, yes. Mm. But for the tutorials, though.
Oh, I just looked on YouTube and hoped for the best. Yeah, they were giving me the right information.
Oh, man, I got everything. I used to charge niggas $5 a pop.
Nice.
That's smart.
Could have charged more. I ain't gonna lie.
I could have charged more. Yeah, I should have. Sure.
I should have did that. People were asking me like, "Can you jailbreak mine?" I'm like, "No, I don't want to." I'm exclusive. I'm the only one in the class with a jailbroken iPhone.
Yeah,
why does yours look like that?
I don't know.
Hey. I have the wackest themes.
Why does yours look like that?
Then we started taking our phones apart, switching to housing. Niggas never. We were probably the first cast in Brampton to switch an iPhone house.
Yeah, you never seen.
I mean, you're the first cast in Brampton with an iPhone.
Period. Period.
Man. I ain't gonna lie.
My dad had a link and he found it early, man. Bro, and what? Jermaine had it first. Yeah.
Yeah. Jermaine used to have it on the hip.
On the hip. And that nigga Jag, his name was Jag. Nice. He would just hustle my dad, just saying, "Yeah, man, new phone. He knew he could sell at whatever price, you know.
And it was that joint in the HTC Touch.
Yeah, I got the HTC Touch.
Oh yeah,
that's a piece of shit. Now
I only got the HTC Touch because Omarion dropped the song Touch.
Oh yeah, that was your first song.
Yeah, that was my first song.
It's Connection right there. Yeah, I had the 1S right here on the corner.
Mm. Oh, for real?
Yeah, I had that. That was my first phone. To the right of it.
To the right. Remember the S?
That was my first phone. Yeah. My cousin gave me that shit.
Holy shit. Yeah,
the freebie. Yeah,
and it's just, I remember, 100? You know what's crazy?
That's too much.
That's the whole value. Yeah.
The thing is, man, I remember as a kid on my phone saying, "There's not much to do on here."
Mm-hmm.
You kind of ran out of shit. Like,
I remember when I was like, "This is fucking boring. Like, I really only have this so people can call me."
Yeah.
And it was only that. I remember when I'm like, "Man,
all you wanted was free after 6, chilling."
Well, you don't know who to call.
Yeah. I hit somebody.
I had no one to call, man. Yeah. No, I didn't really get anyone calling. Not when I was home, man. It was just my dad to get a hold of us, bro.
Right.
What was your first phone, buddy?
It was like some Metro PCS phone.
Oh, that's what's up.
Mm.
It was like, I was like.
That's a train.
Oh, so you're surprised at $100. You know?
Yeah.
I love you. Okay.
Metro still getting active?
Yeah.
Metro PCS.
They're always going to get active for those phones. That's like.
You can get an iPhone with them niggas now?
2000.
Them,
I mean, some people would put Metro PCS on an iPhone.
I thought those cats were just. Oh, I thought it was just like this one, like a burner phone.
Oh no, that was not my phone. That one was not. It was like that one, the second one.
Like this?
That one, yeah.
Oh, that's hot, yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's like the BlackBerry's phone.
Yeah.
So they had their own phones.
Yeah.
25.
Like you'd be like, "Oh, my Metro PCS phone."
Yeah.
But what's the model? That's Samsung.
I don't know what model.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I said Metro PCS.
Because Metro would just buy a bunch of like phones like that, and this is probably going to be in the upgraded package. Because Metro PCS is just, from what I know, is just like a little
ice cream bar with buttons on.
What, their phone?
Yeah, like just a,
their flagship.
A very, yeah, like
yeah, it is.
Damn.
No, no, no. It would be like a straight, like down. No,
that's still an LG though.
Yeah, like right. That one right there to the left. But they upgraded and put the keyboard up on it.
What are you saying?
Oh, to the left? Yeah. So start like that.
That sounds so wrong.
It's 2024, and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you got to pay for, that's not going to happen. Trust me. It adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But y'all remember the Family Channel or the Disney Channel?
The pair?
Firefly phone or whatever? You could literally just only call like five people who's programmed to, like your parents.
Yeah,
and
I remember
siblings.
That. Who'd you say that's with? The Disney Channel?
The Disney Channel. Bro, that's their song commercial.
I didn't know that.
Disney Channel?
Firefly?
Hell yeah, Family Channel for us, but Disney Channel in the States.
And it's a phone plan?
Yes, bro. The fire.
No, wait. Aren't you talking about fucking
Family Channel?
There's a My Circle Rogers, and you can have five contacts.
No, bro.
What are you talking about?
The Family Channel is slanking.
That's a different thing. That's a different thing.
Firefly.
Do you remember My Rogers 5?
I remember that.
Firefly. Oh.
Yes, nigga. That's
that?
Yes. Oh, you too, your mom and dad. That's it.
What the
You just put this on a little kid.
Mom and dad.
Oh. Reaching you. That's all he's doing, man. Mom, dad, that's it.
Yo, they might need to bring that back.
Yeah.
Bro, that's smart.
Bro, that is very smart.
I don't want my kids on the internet, man.
Look at that.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Fun colors and shit.
Probably a fucking piece of shit.
Answer this when I call. Yes, no, bro. Fucking...
No, good. No, I don't remember
so
that.
So you use that?
Oh.
Bro, I just wanted you guys had iPhones, man. Yeah. First iPhone in the bees, man. I'll tell you.
Nah, I started on the Nokia body for sure, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think I started, the iPhone, the Android I got like later on, but the first, Sony Ericsson.
Walkman.
But I had one that like came up like this.
Yo, all I cared about was the speakers. I mean, yo, how much?
Yeah,
how much? Wow. Just the worst speakers ever.
Bro, I was on the Kudo with it, man.
Man.
I was on the Kudo, man. That's all I could afford.
What age did y'all get your first phone?
I got my first phone pretty late, so I want to say like 16, maybe 17.
Kudo!
It was one of the budget joints out there.
Bro, he was off the Kudo too, though. This nigga didn't look us in the eye. He said, yeah, I was off the Kudo.
I'm like, bro, look at me.
Bro, they have great plans, man.
Yeah, that's the Kudo supplied me with my first BlackBerry in 2011, and I only did because it was $25.
And they didn't do contracts, man. They did it month to month.
That's right.
Get out whenever you want.
That's right.
But you just get no service.
Once I quit Wendy's.
You gotta be in a certain area to see it like this.
I was in school with it, bro.
Was fucking
I was
getting
in school
chased
with it.
By fucking bullies.
Just all right, make a call, nigga. Yep.
Hit a satellite real quick. You just gotta tell your boys, you know, if I call you, just take it, I'm in trouble. I probably don't have a
serious especially if I call you before 6, nigga, what the fuck?
That's a break. That's that one, bro.
You know I got a plan for that.
You know I got, I'm paying for that.
It was not on the contract.
I remember even at 6, nigga, I'm waiting until 6:30.
No, yeah, for sure.
Not right at 6, man.
Yeah, man.
Y'all remember the LG chocolate rollout?
Of course.
You do? Of course, yeah. You remember the song they rolled out with?
I remember the phone just used to be dripping chocolate.
Can we
like
YouTube
the paint.
That?
I think so, maybe.
I want to hear that song, man.
Like, when the, on a commercial, did like run like chocolate over the fucking phone, but it'd be paint.
You all right?
Well, let me see. Hydrates for 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got the premium on me?
Gotta get on that Brave, brother.
You right. Oh, no, I don't remember this.
I remember this one still.
Gosh, it drips off it. They're trying to sell it like chocolate.
That would get me.
Yeah, for real. I'm pretty locked in right now.
It's good.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Music.
Come on.
Everybody loves chocolate.
See?
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I would get it.
Yeah,
damn.
That's today.
Yeah.
That date?
What? It's today?
Yeah.
No way.
Anyhow, I'm scared.
August 7th? We are that gotta be something. Locked in. We had the right place, right time, everybody.
Oh my god.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
06.
Yo. Guys, we know it's November 1st, right now, 4th. We're dropping this mad late.
Yo,
but today is this date, and that's crazy.
Shit. That's crazy.
Whoa. That's crazy. We gotta do something.
We gotta buy one. Yeah, we gotta get one.
Yeah,
yeah, for real. Get it. It might be going. It might be going for not bad right now. No.
16 years.
Place
ago.
Your bets real quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
It's like $70.
LG chocolate buy.
No, it's like 20. Yeah, I seen this.
70. We got 70. We got 40.
It's like 20. Yeah.
They got the whole package.
Who has the one?
39.
Dog, that's not 20, bro.
39.
That's
$20. 95. 39.
Click eBay.
Bro, those $20 is not
because they're coming.
No, you can't be like, yep.
All contacts in there.
Bro, what?
Bro, your answer's not on the board.
LG chocolate. Cause that's just the first one.
The price is gonna change when you
click. Yeah, right. No,
the first one.
Don't click that one. Click LG chocolate.
It's
right
gonna
down
turn
below.
To 20.
This.
Yeah. Watch this. 39, 19.
What
I said?
LG chocolate too.
Okay.
And that was a hard one because this shit was monochrome. On the, it was like you know when you scratch it and it makes you shiver.
They got $20 shipping though.
What is that?
Oh yeah, that's protect the phone.
I ain't finished.
You about to fold it, man.
I ain't finished, man.
Right. I respect it, man.
Yeah, my mom had that one, the LG chocolate pink, man. No, that was a razor.
The razor body.
Yeah.
The razor was
cold. I wonder how
that was the phone I always wish I had still.
Yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm. Razor.
That
man.
Missed me.
They modeled that well with Kill Bill.
Y'all ever had the sidekick?
No, that was out here situation.
I was trying to get one like a couple months ago, a bedazzled one on eBay.
That'd be tough.
That'd be cold.
I was like bidding. Someone took it.
Damn. How much did it go for?
Like 80.
Okay,
that's not bad. Yeah,
I thought I was gonna bet 200.
Yeah,
really?
If it's still a craze and people want it,
yeah.
As soon as you show people want it, the price go up.
Mm-hmm.
You
gotta
pretend you don't want it.
That nigga was in there bidding against you, bro. He bought it himself. Yeah.
The last second, I'm like.
Come on.
He's like, it'll still work.
Just keep it.
Plug a sim. Like, our sims are different, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it'll work.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, not if you get a Metro PCS card, right? Isn't that just like minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom used to always go by minutes. I'm like, fuck, you need
minutes.
I was on minutes for a little bit.
We was on the plan, man. I don't know the minute.
Yeah,
life.
I didn't
like,
know
not
the minute.
Life. Okay. So, like, it was like a prepaid plan, but you had to buy it every month.
You have to go to the store and buy a card? Mm-hmm.
Well, I could do it through the machine.
Oh, the store.
Like little ATM shit. Or I could do it on the website. I learned how to do it on the website after a little while. But yeah, I was running that for like a good 2 years. On that Android phone I showed you, the 1S.
Yeah.
I was running that because I didn't want to, like, my aunt wouldn't get me a phone.
Mm. Yeah, you just got to run your own.
Yeah, so you just had to run your own. You don't got credit and shit at that point, right?
Yeah.
So I just ran that. But it was neat, though. I felt like I had a regular phone. I had like that's 500 megabytes
of internet.
Megabytes.
Data was even a thing back then, man. Like, you didn't even.
There was Twitter, though. There were apps.
Oh, that's how. Sorry, bro.
No, it's okay.
No, you're right.
This number is like my first real number.
Yeah, same, I still got my life, joint.
Bro. Like,
damn, man. You're right.
We up now, though.
Yeah.
We up, man.
Nah,
we
yeah.
Up. Your phone ever switched back to Edge?
Yeah.
Like, you're in a bad data, just bad signal.
I've never seen that.
Go
E.
Yeah.
For empty, nigga. That's just no internet, bro. That's emergency.
Emergency. Get out now.
Sometimes it doesn't. I'll sit on my phone and it's like, no, it's like Edge. I'm like, oh.
My bad. 10 missed calls.
The music just stops playing. What the fuck? Yeah. No service, man.
That's how I figure it out. I'm like, wait, what happened?
When's the last time you fell off a bike?
A long time ago. But I will say I fall like a lot. I'm a very
for real.
You're clumsy person.
You don't strike me as that.
Yeah.
Down the stairs.
Bro, that's the worst, man. There's like no control after you start.
Yeah, it's tough.
You're gone.
You do like
a
tuck and like you just tuck in, or you just
eat it. Like I'm like this. I'm just
fall up.
You gotta accept it when you're falling.
Sorry, we
tomorrow be better.
You ever cancel a day? Just the other days.
One day I was going somewhere. I'm like, I had to call my friend. I'm like, look.
Listen, I'm at the bottom of steps. Think about life.
You ain't doing it today.
You wouldn't want me to come out in pain.
Yeah.
Definitely won't be on time.
Yeah. I told you I was going to fall through, but I just fell through my stairs. So I'm just going to chill here today.
Nah, I feel that.
You ever see a video of a house breaking? Like a floor? Like a jam-packed party?
Man.
And the floor falls
off? Yeah, I saw. I think it was Rod Wave.
Yeah, the music. Yeah, that's right. Everyone just fell to the basement. It's all right, party downstairs.
I'll just continue.
You remember the sinkholes?
Yeah. Yes, they still here, man. I don't remember.
Oh, for real?
Yo, they just happen around the world, man.
LA.
It can happen right here, really? Now.
Anywhere?
Yeah.
Anywhere. How?
Let me see exactly. I don't want to give you a bad answer.
No,
we was trying to guess geography the other day. We got flamed up.
It literally will start anywhere, man.
Dude, let me hit a YouTube video, man.
I was working BNR with Marcus one day. He was smoking cigarettes. And we're like, yo, you shouldn't smoke cigarettes, man. And the nigga said, you know what a sinkhole is? He's like, I could die in my house. And I was like, damn, that's a good fucking point, man.
All right, that's just a nigga who really wants to smoke. I got shoot you on your neck, right now. How do sinkholes form?
Oh, no.
Sinkholes typically form in karst landscapes where acidic groundwater runs into the bedrock, dissolving the rock while creating cavities and caves that can collapse. Sinkholes are a natural occurrence, but they can also be caused by human influences, such as construction. Pumping of water from aquifers lowers the water table, which can also accelerate the creation of sinkholes. In urban areas, sinkholes can occur because of breaks in water mains or from sewer collapses.
Interesting.
Damn, bro.
Damn,
so we got to check. Yeah, you just are like that. It's just crazy how much water will do for a brother.
Yeah, you gotta get your bedrock checked.
Yeah, you what?
Your bedrock? She just said.
Yeah, sorry.
So breaking your bedrock.
I thought she didn't say sheetrock.
No,
your bedrock. Okay, sure. Where was that song in your life, by the way? Because it was somewhere.
Yeah,
I listened to it. It was on repeat.
Okay, there we go.
I'm gonna break your bedrock.
Yeah. Speaking of bedrock.
What?
I was trying to connect it. Yeah.
Oh man, damn.
Nah, I didn't have a good one. Speaking of,
or just of.
I got something. Okay. Gutter. Hold on, let's see. Speaking of grocery bags.
There we go.
Nice. You know who else is in their bag, man?
Who?
Me. Let me tell you why.
Taste maker tea.
I'm in my bag for standing up for something. You understand me?
Okay.
The other day, me and my brothers, we trying to wake up, go ahead and do this podcast. That's all we want to do the podcast. But we need energy of us brothers to get the day going. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We go to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Take my word, I'm in a drive-thru. Mm-hmm. Do you do coffee, by the way?
No.
Okay, you understand.
Not
one day.
Don't join.
Yeah, one day. Okay. I'm in this drive-thru, right? I get the drinks. I go up to the window. I'm about to pay. Let's just say this is a machine. And you're not slick when you do this, fuckers. She says, here's the machine. There's just going to be something on the screen first.
You ain't never get the machine at Starbucks, first off. Never in history. And you just why do you the tap to take care of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said, here's the machine. There's going to be something on the screen. And she turns away.
I have a question for you.
Was it Megan Thee Stallion me? Bro, why? Why are you asking me to tip in a Starbucks drive-thru?
Right. Y'all too right. late to that party, man. You can't introduce
Starbucks?
Tips,
Starbucks?
Now?
And that's like Starbucks going to like a local coffee shop and say, oh, no, hold on. They getting them for the tip screen. Me and you were walking in where the owners of Starbucks. Hey, dude, put the tip screen on you.
Should we put that?
Painless. Painless. Tips add up. Tell them motherfuckers a tip, bro. Yeah, we'll just get two of them. Get two mochas. Bro, Starbucks is the last. But if McDonald's are asking me for a tip, nope. I'm gonna start a fucking riot. Yeah,
bro,
I will look them in the eye and bro. Be like, no tip.
My face will get stuck that day. For sure.
Keep the fucking burger. Yeah. I'm not happy.
I don't love it.
Oh, bye, nah.
What?
Oh. But yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
right?
that. I enjoyed that.
I missed you first night.
I enjoyed that. Yeah.
But for real, Starbucks.
That's crazy.
Do you tip? It's not tip places?
Place. Yeah. Well, not Starbucks, I do tip.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Everyone should, man. Everyone should. But it's getting crazy on the other end.
It is.
Not everyone for every case, but like, you know what I mean? Generally, you go to a restaurant.
But
you know
what it is. In Japan, they don't tip.
Yeah. But we heal. They just got us in this game, and you know, everyone knows the rules.
Mm-hmm. I like to tip because I like math. So, like, I'll have the total of the food, and I'll be like, oh, 15%. And then I'll write
in your
the
head?
Tip. Yeah.
15% of 29.50.
What was the number?
29.50.
It'd be close to $6. So it'd be like 580. No. It would be 26 plus half of. So it'd be like $4. Wait, what was the number? What was the number?
29.50.
29.50.
29.50. 50. 29 and then half of that would be 15. So it'd be like 440 ish.
That's spot
she's
on.
Goddamn wizard.
Yeah. Brad.
Yeah.
That's spot on.
Okay. Yeah. Bro, I don't do that.
No.
That's not a function of my brain.
Was it 440?
Percent? Yeah, 440. Oh, my bad. 442.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Damn.
I'm a math person. I love math. I'm a nerd.
Yeah. I just
that's crazy.
They,
I feel like I am too, but not math. Man. That was just one thing. Like, this is where I do not nerd out.
I was
out,
in
nigga.
All the calculuses, all the calculus classes.
Bro, that used to drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I didn't even make it to actual like calculus course, but like in my lesser when I was like grade 9, 10 or whatever, just the calculus unit. This is not for me.
It is very crazy. It is crazy.
It's uncalled for. Yeah. All the new things, the shapes.
I was a straight A student, calculus. It got me.
Really?
Thank you for that. I got a C. I was like, I wasn't crying, but I was hot.
Yeah. Damn. But math is that one course, or any type of math where it's like you get a bad mark. It was good. You should be getting C's. Crazy, man.
Yeah, no, I took math all 4 years.
To the tip.
To the tip of high school, bro. Not my choice.
As soon as I didn't have to, man.
I didn't want to, but. Yeah, man. Tough.
No, I remember when my math teacher said, oh, no, this is good for you. Oh, look, I'm sitting at my desk. What you mean by that? You got a fucking C. There's no way you're going to tell me a C is good for me.
Bro, there's nothing like not knowing what's going on. Mm-hmm. You're just there. I literally still have nightmares right now of being in school and I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even that student, but like. Math, nigga, maybe that's too.
No,
I have my good days and bad days, but
I think I said it on the on this here cast. Mm-hmm. But there's that comparison with me and you. Okay, we have four siblings. There's four of us, including me and him. Ryan was the first one. He went to different school, so no one compared us. Mm-hmm. Jermaine was technically not the first one to introduce our kind to our high school, to our breed. Then I came after. I'm a year younger than Jermaine. And so now the teachers have like a fucking great high expectation of like, oh, damn, the Richards. These guys kick. Then I get to school and it's like, oh my God, you're Jermaine's brother? I literally remember. The teacher said, oh, it's going to be a pleasure to serve you or fucking teach you or something like that. Oh, okay, nigga, whatever. I walk away, whatever, later on in school. It's like, oh my God, Jermaine's just so different.
Different.
You told really? Me, the same teacher told me too. Yeah. So we didn't, he told, she told us separately. She's like, your brother is different. It's not like you. Chris Marquez, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, I was just yeah. like, and that's why I'm like, okay, so you guys are really paying attention. McCrimmon, we didn't really have the same teachers. Like, they knew you, but they didn't know you. My teachers didn't know you like that. You see
our big-ass heads match them together. Like, yeah, oh, they must be brothers. Oh,
they're brothers, yeah.
We grew into our heads.
Yeah, we did. We did, yeah. kind of.
And I at think. That age, you knew, like, when she said that, you knew, like, what she was trying to say?
Yeah. Oh, my, this oh, I got is grade it, nine. Yeah, yeah okay. I 100% got it.
You're like, okay. Yeah. Turn up the wheezy. Yeah. Whatever. Uh-huh.
You know the Chris Paul laugh?
What did you, what did you get into after high school?
College.
No, what did you do, though?
Oh, classes.
What kind of classes?
Yeah, like
what? Film classes, media oh, that's classes. Sick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a degree in TV, media, film.
Okay.
That's what you was grinding on?
Nice.
Yeah, so but I like I'm a film major, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen maybe like 50 movies in my life ever.
How'd you really? Make it through? Like film theory, film theory.
YouTube.
What's this movie about? Yes. Yes. Yo, I was we were just saying this last episode. I mean, you could get a lot done with just a summary.
Yeah,
you know, cut all the fat and shit, bro. Okay, mm-hmm. I get.
Wait, but in film school, you take tests on different films.
Yeah.
Like about what they're about.
Some classes, yeah.
One more class.
Oh, my God.
But, like, it's like easy. Yeah. That's easy to look up. It's like, easy what happens to look in the movie.
Yeah.
You
yeah. Could, uh-huh.
It's easy to look up.
But they don't ask you, like, questions like,
that's what
this shot,
say.
Like, how did they do this shot or what?
Yeah. You can find it.
So you got to find it. Okay. All right.
Couple. I found it.
Okay. Yeah. Say that.
Nice. I was about to get into to film.
TV and
broadcast. Mm-hmm. And then I remember on the interview, she said, and this is fuck this whole girl, man. So she was a teacher, and she was like interviewing me, and I bring this nigga to the interview like I'm fucking P. Diddy.
My boy comes sitting on this. I didn't really understand that.
I didn't understand it, man, but she allowed it. And I remember she was just like, she's like, you're applying for a TV course. She's like, what TV do you watch? I'm like, none. She's like, what shows do you watch? Nah, not much. Kept going. I asked her. I'm like, no. She's like, so why are you applying for this course?
TV.
I need to watch more TV.
You remember my dad?
Yeah. But she's the type of teacher that she would have failed me if I had took that class and then just did Google reviews and saying, because she would have asked me more personal things like, what did Steve Harvey's suit look like?
Mm-hmm. This yeah. night?
Where you get it from? Yeah. Like, you know, they get into it. But
yeah, that's crazy.
Teachers never really liked my breakdowns of movies, and now I'm thinking about this.
When you're movie, yeah, movie teachers.
Yeah, because we read Romeo and Juliet in English.
Mm.
And I can't remember if we watched something, but I'm pretty sure we read it, and then we had to give like go up and say what the show was really about was or whatever it was about. Mm-hmm.
Shakespeare.
Yeah, I my answer like, and this teacher liked me. Shout out Miss Keatings, man. But I gave like a very personal response.
Mm.
That nigga Romeo tripping, man. I'm not doing all that for that.
It ain't for you, man.
Yeah, but she was so deeply like she was a super
Shakespearean.
Nah, she just loved love, and I could tell like she was like in her real life, man. Look, I'm always gonna see what it really is.
Mm.
I can tell in her real life she didn't have a boyfriend. She really wanted a boyfriend, and she told me these things too. I remember.
Is that oversharing in school?
Is that oversharing in school? But you're talking to a grown man.
Mm. You was 12 years old. So you 14?
Nah, this is like 15. This is like grade 10, 11, 12 out of 3 years.
Like 17.
So she knew me over time, but I can tell like, all right, you know, you meet a teacher and they beat that. They pass that mark of like, you're not a teacher. I look at you more as
like
a person now.
Mm-hmm. Homie, yeah.
Like a real life human. You have human shit going on after. Like our business teacher, Mr. Mahana, we knew that nigga was up to no good behind. Like,
when we see your teacher cry, like, damn, nigga, I feel like I know you different.
Yeah.
You cried yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I got certain things out of her that I know, but then I'd see it, how they applied it to me in class. And I'm like, bro, you're just mad at me because you know what?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I just feel like Juliet ain't the one for him, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think.
Single.
Yeah. She let her head, I don't know.
Shakespeare was beat, man. That was another, like, I was taking top English.
Really?
Shakespeare, nigga.
Mm.
what are they saying?
Right.
And why then are you stop. Talking like this?
Why are you talking? Like, yeah. I don't get. Why am I learning how y'all used to talk? Talk, you know, talk like this. Yeah. This is where we got. This is where we advanced.
Weezy just said bling bling a couple years ago. You want me to go back to that?
And then she's like, Jermaine, how did you expand on that?
How are you supposed to expand on this?
I don't even know what page we're on. I can't fucking. Nigga, where is it? Rough, man.
The thing is, the stories, like the plots are good, though.
On paper, they broke down. In the summer, yeah, it's not a bad story. Mm-hmm. Once you just add the days and the heaths and the
thous. Thous.
Yeah. The thous. Thous.
And forfeit.
Thou hast
shafted.
Shall forfeit my woman.
A lot of TH work back then, man.
Oh, my fault. Sorry.
man.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, there you go.
Othello, one of my favorites, though.
Which ones?
Othello, yeah.
Othello who?
Othello, the story?
That story.
I haven't heard of that one.
Othello?
Is Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we stopped at. What's the one we started at? Othello, no, we did Hamlet. Hamlet.
Hamlet probably when you did. I did Hamlet, too, actually.
Hamlet's advanced, though. Hamlet was like.
Oh,
it's Hamlet.
University?
Yeah, Othello maybe. I read Othello and I was in Applied.
I did Othello in drama. I didn't even read it. We just watched.
Yeah, I did that in Applied.
Y'all had the different levels of like courses in high school? Mm-hmm. Like, we call them locally developed. Applied and then academic.
Nah, I ain't even heard of locally developed.
I've never
really,
heard
of really.
You were there. School?
I was not a locally developed.
No, not you. No. I was sick. You remember niggas who went to that class?
Right.
It's usually like four niggas in that class. But
honestly, it was fucked up. They had to walk down the hallway. I'm like, why are you even in? Uh-oh. It's like Harry Potter when niggas went to the Forbidden Forest. It's like, why are you going this route?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh. Hey man, that's not. This is real, man.
Yeah. What?
This is real.
No, like
you just got go.
No, but you gotta understand. Our school was filled with bullies. First off,
honestly, those usually were the bullies. The niggas that were going to that class.
Yeah, honestly, they just made it an ongoing joke like in our class, but it really wasn't that bad. Yeah. I got it, man. You need to just learn things.
Bro, you learn different, nigga. They teach stupid sometimes.
Especially there. I couldn't handle academics. So I'm like, bro, I can't handle the teacher. It's like, that's why I took academics English because Miss Keating was such a good teacher. I'm like, oh, I can handle this. Like
in academics, they had like
and French.
They had like a university.
Like, that's what it was.
Mindset. Like, you're trying to prep you for university. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm still 14.
And like, some were university teachers.
I need you to sit over my shoulder and do this.
Anyways,
yeah.
So you guys didn't have AP classes, like advanced placement classes.
That's what academic was, I guess.
That was advanced.
But how did AP fit into?
That's like it's a college course. It's a college course in high school. Mm. So they're teaching you college level stuff.
Oh nah, I feel like I might have heard of that. Mm. But I didn't make that threshold.
At the end of the year, you take a AP test to see what you learned throughout the year, and it's like a college test, and it's like really serious. Like,
goddamn.
Yeah, nah, we just have that. QAO.
Like a general, like everyone take this test.
Yeah, just see where y'all at.
Now, what was the other one? The one you did in 10th grade?
Literacy
test.
Oh, we my had, God, yeah.
You did EQAO every three. So 3, 6, 9, 12.
It's like every student in the state, basically, or the province, has to take this test. And like, it's kind of crazy. Like, everyone takes the same test, and that like ranks you on like where you are. And like,
We have education. That too.
That's kind of crazy. Like, to everyone, the same test. They just learn different, bro.
Yeah,
that's fucking it's crazy. They made me feel. They made me feel stupid by taking it. Come on, I know y'all trying to see how crazy this is.
How you trying to see
what's in mind?
What's this? What shape is this?
Yeah, but that was the only thing, man. Like. But schools also fill with a lot of bullies because a lot of cats that are in locally developed, like, they were just niggas that had to learn things differently. Mm-hmm. But kids in our school would make them feel like they're less of. So it'd be now they don't want to say it. Oh, I'm in locally developed. But even when I said it, I was in applied, niggas would laugh. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, for real.
What the hell?
That's average.
I don't get it.
I'm regular.
Where the bad mass at?
Yeah.
Anyway, man.
I think I did that shit as a kid, though. It took me out of class and like made me. I don't know if I was doing the advanced test or like the. Nah, I think it was probably advanced. But yeah, they pulled me out of class and like, all right, do this. And I'm the only one doing a test. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Damn.
Was it shapes?
Nah, or I don't know. I was literally like in kindergarten.
Oh, test.
Okay. But I was like, oh,
I'm thinking, high. I'm like, what test is that?
Yeah, we had it's like, it's called the GATE program. It was like gifted and talented program.
Yeah.
And they get all the students and you take it. And it was like a shape. I remember like identifying shapes. Why am I taking this? But that's how they like base your ability, and like they're like, oh, you're gifted because you can identify these shapes or something. I forgot what the test was, but it was shapes.
Okay. I feel like I'm gonna make myself remember. Yeah, I was gifted. yeah, I think I remember square and shit.
Yeah.
No, but
not the gun. Word.
What the?
Oh, my bad.
That was kind of fire.
Yeah. Yeah, you used to that sound shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
a shit. Hey.
Yo.
Listen, man. Yeah.
Yo.
The studio is closing on us.
Yes.
7 minutes ago. What a wholesome episode with the Random Order family. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Young Tia. Great to have you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man. Y'all know what y'all need to do, man, to push the agenda, man. The propaganda, the Random Order propaganda. Jump in the comments. Leave a great comment. Jump over there. First off, before you leave, smash that like button.
Mm-hmm.
Smash that bell button.
Mm-hmm.
Slide on over there, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Yep. Drop a 5-star stunner rating. Leave a good review. Push the propaganda. We up.
We up, they down.
Yeah.
I won't say
that. Tia, you got to pop your shit real quick. What you pop?
Want to say my socials or something?
Yeah, like wherever you want, wherever you want people to pop up.
Oh, Tia Bia Pia on Instagram. TPB, Tia Bia Pia.
Amen.
Clean.
That's
it. Yeah,
I like that.
Tia, look, why don't you leave the people with something?
Little advice, man. Go for the road.
Go for a road, man. Let's just say there's a young black girl right now watching the Random Order podcast. She looking at Tia Pia Pia.
She looking at her edits.
She said, man, I want to cut like Tia Pia Pia. How do I cut like Tia Pia Pia?
That's what I tell myself all the time. It really could be all so simple.
And that's real, too. I feel that for sure. Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it, man. Overstink it.
Yes.
Overstink it, because... So, check this out. I wanted to get y'all opinions on this, man. Going to refresh it and hit that voice right about...
Wait, what?
Yeah. And then boom. Answer me this truthfully, too, man. Don't look at it and try and sugarcoat it or anything.
Do you think you could personally take on in a fight before being overpowered? Stipulations and context. Number one. The kindergartners are released 5 at a time every 30 seconds. Number 2, the arena is a standard-sized classroom, let's say 40 feet wide by 25 feet deep. However, the room is completely empty. Number 3, the kindergartners are unarmed. They are just going to run at you, attempting to punch, kick, bite, and scratch you. Their ultimate goal is to cumulatively dogpile on you and pin you to the ground. If they can pin you for 15 consecutive seconds, you lose. Number 4. You have to knock a kindergartner unconscious in order to defeat them. Once they are knocked unconscious, they vanish from the classroom arena. Number 5. You can use any strategy you want to fend them off. But you are also unarmed and you are not allowed to leave the room.
Yep.
How many kindergartners do you think you could personally take on in a fight before
being
overpowered?
Before being overpowered.
Before, at least 5 at a time.
5 at a time.
That's a good question, man.
5 at a time. Kind of crazy, you gotta knock him unconscious.
How many kids would you knock out?
In total?
Totally, yeah.
Like, how many can you handle before being overwhelmed?
Yeah, right.
Like, so, are they like coming like 5, 10, 15, 20?
Yeah.
I would say 25, 30.
25, 30? That's respectable. Because I'm gonna go rampage.
Man. Fuck, man. I'm saying about 50.
50.
50. I ain't gonna hold you.
They, you know what I mean? These will still hurt your numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, you know I'm coming
with
you.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know I'm coming with
you. I forgot about this.
God damn.
Boots are bad. Yo, you right.
Yeah. Wow.
Me involving feet, man.
I'm gonna get them out of there.
I'm gonna use every body part.
Yeah. I'm hitting knees. Mm-hmm. I'm going bows.
I'm going fucking low. I'm going
elbow right on the
right on
the soft part of your fucking cranium.
Yeah, and they're like trying to climb me. Yeah, I'll just shake him. Yo, I can go all day.
You ever watch fucking?
If I really think about it, watch what?
I'm going It Man mode.
Oh yeah, all moves. Yeah. And they're at the perfect height before they can even climb you. They just collapse at your feet.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
So
I'm coming still.
Yeah, I'm gonna go sideways 8.
80? Infinity?
Damn. Tom, ready to relax?
I fuck with you, dog.
Yeah, 5 a second. I'm gonna go until I'm tired. Yeah, man, that's really it. But if this is like,
we need a number though. You can't cap.
Okay, okay,
that.
Okay. Nah, for real. Like, give me 75, and I'm just like, all right, no more.
75, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna get tired after a while, so I'll probably go. Yeah, I'm gonna go around there. I'm gonna say 100.
Nice.
100 getting put down. But is, yeah, this all
I'm gonna feel bad the whole time.
Are we knocking them out? Like, they're.
You have to, and yeah. Sure. It's their floor?
Their rules. Their rules,
yeah. They disappear after that.
Yeah. You knock them out.
So you don't gotta see.
Let's take a game.
Bro, my knees are going to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, this is a game.
Yeah.
So I knock them out and they disappear like.
Yeah, that's what his rules. Yeah.
I thought they're like knocking. They're on the floor. It's a pile. I'm like,
oh, they're trying to pile on you.
Change your number.
50.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.